This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
I want to talk a little bit today about the whole concept of staying behind your prospect. And this has come up for me a lot lately. I think I mentioned earlier, here comes another shameless plug, by the way. We have this new course called Accidental Salesperson, in case you didn't hear me the first 17 times I mentioned it. I, for some reason, work with a lot of accidental salespeople, so folks that are somehow required to bring in business or develop revenue or business, but they are not frontline salespeople, nor do they want to be, nor do they ever have aspirations of that. But really, those of us that are frontline salespeople, did we really grow up saying, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a ballerina, I want to be a salesperson? I doubt it. So it's the whole idea of staying behind the prospect, because here's what happens. When you go from a role of a subject matter expert or someone that's part of a team, and then you're pushed out in front to do business development on your own, the dynamic changes. So when you're part of a team, people are calling you with problems to solve, things to do, stuff just comes to you. The relationship's already built, right? For account managers here in the room or subject matter experts, it comes to you. So you can be excited about it, you can be passionate about it, you can be somewhat transactional about it. Here's my problem, I call you all the time, you fix it, I love you, fix it again, I love you back. Pretty simple, right? Okay, so now you've gotten so good at that, that the powers that be, and I might even have had something to do with this, say, you know what, you are so good at relationships, you need to go find some new people to build relationships with. Maybe inside an organization you're already working with, maybe not, but I think you're so good at this that you should go out and do it. Okay, so then what happens? Holy, I don't know how to do that. So this whole idea of staying behind is really, really important, and here's why. So first of all, I'm going to define it for you. The definition of staying behind is that you are never more excited about the problems you solve than the person with the problems. Never be more excited about what you do than the person that actually needs you to do it for them, okay? The biggest mistake that we make is that Stephanie, you know, put it out there so bravely earlier in our earlier podcast. Sometimes you forget that and you start to get just as excited as they are, and that's when you get in trouble. So why is it important to stay behind? I think Stephanie demonstrated again, earlier podcast, because when you start to get as excited as they are or more excited than they are, you stop asking questions, you stop paying attention to your gut when it's screaming at you and throwing up flags, right? You stop doing the things that as a professional salesperson you know are valuable to the process. So the inner game part of staying behind is detachment. We talked about it earlier. Do not get attached to the deal. Don't get attached to your ego. Don't be attached to being the big savior in your company and making the year for everybody. You can't get attached to that stuff. You've got to stay detached. So what does that sound like? Peter asked me a great question as a tag along to the podcast we did earlier. They are in a business where they are in a big rush to get people proposals, but then there's like a 2-month waiting period. So I bet some of you guys have that too. I need it as soon as possible. I need it as soon as possible, and then they go away for months. And his question was, what do I do about that? Because I don't want to be the, hey, checking in. If you're wondering about that, hey, listen to previous podcast. But you don't want to be that person. There's no value in that conversation for you or the prospect, right? So this is a question that actually should be asked way up front, but you've got to be detached to ask the question, and the question is, okay, Mr. Prospect, I'm going to give you my proposal, then tell me what happens on your end. And they might say, well, it's going to be a couple months because we're getting all this stuff together, but we don't get new money until January or whatever. You're going to kind of be hanging out there for a couple months. Peter said, okay, then what do I do? And I said, well, at that point, you say, and again, this is staying behind, because if you were as excited as they would be like, okay, I'll talk to you in 2 months. You say, okay, here's my problem with that. After 2 months, you're going to forget about all the stuff that we've talked about and kind of all the problems you said you wanted to get fixed and things. And my experience is that you're not going to remember me or anybody else at the end of 2 months. And my next fear is that you're going to say, well, Peter, don't call us. We'll call you. That's our process. And I got to tell you, when you say that to me, I want to hurl. So what would you suggest we do? That is staying behind somebody. It's saying the tough stuff. It's being transparent and vulnerable. So, lessons from today. I just realized that I never wrote on the board while holding a marker. It's okay. Staying behind. Never be more excited than your prospect is about you. And all of you, we only work with awesome clients, so a lot of you work for great companies that do remarkable things. You got to keep that hidden until they say yes, till it's something, right? It's an inner game thing. You've got to stay detached. When you start to feel yourself getting excited, check yourself. Call Stephanie. She'll be a great accountability partner for you at this point, all right? And then figure out how you talk about that feeling of getting as excited as they are. Thank you.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to iTunes.